The Steve Cochran Show presents The Kid of the Week.
God bless the child.
.643, Kid of the Week leads to Kid of the Year. And the Kid of the Year is going to win a $5,000 prize, courtesy of our friends at Ray and Raymond Chevrolet. Here's the deal. Go to WGNRadio.com/contest. Submit an entry for a child between 5 and 18 that you think ought to be Kid of the Week. Just a kid doing something that's exceptional. And exceptional could be defined your own way. Exceptional to the child, exceptional to your family, exceptional to the school, exceptional to the community, exceptional. A good kid. Good kids' news stories. 2016 Kid of the Year gets that $5,000 prize courtesy of Ray Chevy in Fox Lake and Raymond Chevy in Antioch. See all the inventory at rayandraymonddeals.com, wgnradio.com/contest to submit your entry. And Mary and Dave will, once again, with just great joy, go through all the Kid of the Week winners for the year and pick a winner. I know you're excited about it, and congratulations on getting the gig again.
I'm very excited about it. I'm happy to do it. I consider it a great honor.
It's a lot of work.
Listen to you guys.
Again, sponsored by Ray and Raymond Chevrolet. Let's meet this week's Kid of the Week. It's Thomas. Good morning, Thomas. How are you?
Good.
How old are you, Thomas?
9.
What do you do for a living?
Go to school.
Is there any money in that?
No.
Oh, silly question. 9 years old, so you're, let's see, doing the math. Fourth grade, third grade?
Fourth.
Fourth grade. Who's your favorite teacher?
My teacher now.
Yeah.
Ms. Vukojevic.
Okay, tell your parents to stop feeding you answers. This isn't a test. So, Thomas, do you have any brothers or sisters?
No.
Okay. Do you like being up this early?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. All right, so, Thomas, I'm going to brag about you a little bit here. My understanding is you started collecting money for St. Jude's Hospital when you were when you're 4 years old. 4 years old, you saw the commercials on TV. Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, so what'd you do after that?
I asked my mom if I could help, and I did.
And how did you raise the money?
A peanut butter jar.
So you had a peanut butter jar, and you put money in it. Where'd you get the money to put in the jar?
From neighbors.
Did you just go up and knock on their doors and ask them, or how did you approach them?
Knocked on their doors.
Yeah, how much did you make? How much did you raise the first time?
$130.34.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty good. Do you get an allowance?
Yeah.
How much of an allowance do you get? How much do your parents give you?
$2.
And how often do you get the $2?
A week.
So $2 a week. Do you know how many weeks it would take to get $134?
No clue.
Yeah, me either. All right, and then this past year you did a golf outing, and do you know how much money that raised?
Yeah.
How much?
$7,770.
That's a lot of money. Whoa. Dude. That's a lot of money. And it all goes to St. Jude's?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what you could buy with $7,770?
Yeah.
What do you think you could buy?
A car.
You could buy a car. That's right. That's right. Do you know how much a house costs?
No.
You could get a house for $7,770. Not a big house. No. But you could get a house for that as well. Crazy. What do you want to be when you grow up, dude?
Either an engineer or a scientist.
What kind of scientist? Would you like to... Like a scientist that experiments on stuff? Or what do you want to do as a scientist?
A scientist that experiments on stuff.
That sounds right. Who's your best friend? Must
Matt.
Be Matt. What is Matt in your grade, or is he a neighbor, or what?
He's not in my grade, and he's technically a neighbor.
No, oh, well, technical neighbors are good. Is he older or younger?
Older.
Yeah. Is he cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Hang out with cool guys. All right. So, how are you going to make more money next year?
Another golf outing.
We should invite me. Maybe I'll show up.
7/29.
Oh, July 29th next year? Let me write that down.
Yeah, write that down.
July 29th. I got to bring some money, though, don't I?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Steve.
You know what, dude? You're all right. Say hi to Andrea.
Hey, Thomas. How are you, buddy?
Good.
Hey, Thomas, this is such a cool idea. Why did you decide to do this?
Because I've seen tons of commercials on TV about it, and I wanted to help.
That's really cool.
Just that pure. See, that's the thing. Like, let me explain something to you, Thomas. See, Andrea's a girl, mm-hmm. and girls have to think about things and overthink things and process things. Thomas, you and I are dudes. Mm-hmm. Dudes just go, they need some help, we're just going to help. That's how we roll. Isn't that right, Thomas?
Yeah.
That's right.
I agree with that, you guys. You bet.
So, what are you going to be for Halloween, dude?
Big humongous black skeleton with a glow-in-the-dark mask and a voice changer.
That's crazy. Me too. That's the exact same outfit I picked up.
Except on him, it's cute. You would be a little scary.
Me, it's a little creepy. Yeah, that's right. Well, I thank you for being on the show. I know you got a lot of options and guest spots and things like that. But I appreciate you being on. You're a good kid. Keep it up. And we have some prizes for you, so hold on. That's my new friend, Thomas.
What a cutie pie.
Yeah, that's a good kid.
What a cutie pie.
His inspiration leads to almost $8,000 in money for St. Jude's.
That's think crazy. About that. $7,700 at a golf outing. And you nine. And I know that's a lot of money.
Nine.
9 years old.
What were you doing at nine?
I was drooling on myself.
Drooling?
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah. It was fun. Four tickets to the Volo Auto Museum for your family. An app gift card. Get yourself some new earbuds or headphones or, I don't know, you get something. And a Lou Malnati's gift certificate, pizza for the family from Lou Malnati's at loumalnati's.com. You know, you think I like about Thomas? He had a little attitude.
He did. A little bit.
Yeah.
Little
especially attitude. When he was asking you for the money.
Yeah, and he was a little cocky.
It's like, yes.
He was a cocky, a little bit of an edge. He's like, hey, I got to go to school, man. I got stuff
it.
To do.
And I don't like to get up this early.
You and your nonsense questions, you're slowing down my day. I'm Thomas. I got a corporation to run.
I got my
peanut kind of a
butter
young
jar.
Steve Cochran.
A little bit.
Oh,
little bit.
Yeah.
That's why we connected.
Mm-hmm.
Mary's back with your traffic again, sponsored by Ray and Raymond Chevrolet. Thank you, Ray and Raymond Chevrolet. And don't forget to get your Kid of the Week entries in.